This is J.R. McNair here. We are at a great event today in Atlanta at the Grand Hyatt Regency downtown. Listen, so excited because we're at the Millionaire Mastermind Summit. And, Dr. Velma Trahan, you know, I had to make sure I throw that doctor on the end because she'll get me if I don't.
That's important.
You know, exactly. So she wanted us to come here and make sure we did a great live feed. So we'll be doing live feeds all day today here. And our first guest, I'm really excited. I kept going by her booth here and I said, you know what? I really like what she's doing. It's some amazing things happening in here, specifically in Atlanta, but across the nation. And this is an industry right now that's really exploding. You know, I think a lot of other organizations and investors, like even VCs, a lot of people that you typically see in the technology space, they're investing millions upon millions of dollars into this space. Why? Because they see that it's so much opportunity.
Definitely.
And it's really untapped.
Definitely.
And so, you know, this is why when I saw her, I said, you know what, I'm going to come. And when I saw her logo and her, I said, I've seen this before. And I said, I don't know where I saw it at, but I know I saw it somewhere.
I'm out here hustling.
She getting it. Yeah. So, Nicole Slay is on with us. Tell us about
your... Good morning, everyone.
Yes, most definitely. Tell us about yourself and about Slayed Hair.
Okay. Well, I'll start with Slayed Hair ATL. So we are a high-quality hair extension online business. So our motto is price matters, quality matters, slayage matters. So I try to touch the ordinary. I'm in corporate America myself. I'm in IT as well. So that's why I understand about IT people investing in the hair business. It's so many avenues, so many things that are untapped that Slay Hair ATL is definitely going to bring to the forefront and be a staple in Atlanta. A little bit about myself. I am from Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, where it's great.
Here he is. Yeah. Okay. Went to Southwest DeKalb, left there, went to the University of Alabama.
Okay.
Completely different. And you know what? I said, I need to make some money.
Yeah.
Grew up in the hair mecca, so I said, hey, let's do that. Let's pay rent with that. So in college, I was the girl that sold hair. When I came back to Atlanta, I saw everybody coming up with their own business. My boyfriend had a vending machine business. And I said, you know what? I want to switch from being the girl that sells hair to a hair company. So okay, that's how Slay Hair ATL came about, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I think that's phenomenal. So, yeah, coming from Southwest DeKalb and then going to University of Alabama, like that's
night and day, literally.
So tell me about that experience and what it was like.
You know what? Sorry. So, you know, I appreciated Roll Tide all day. Roll Tide might not be a great football season.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I would say I felt a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just because it was so different.
Yeah.
And here, you know, I was homecoming queen, Miss 11th grade. Like, I was, like, in the in crowd. But actually, I don't even know if this ties in to Slay, but I guess my personal brand in general.
Totally.
So, you know, when I got to the University of Alabama, one, it was a culture shock, but also, two, it got me out of clicking up with a certain type of people.
That's correct.
You know, when I was there, I was like, hey, I'm gonna look out for you, me, and I. You know, it made me get into, like, the NCNW, you know, the Black Student Union. It's something that I definitely needed.
That's right.
Awesome. So I got into mentoring, you know. So I really had to find myself at the University of Alabama, which was definitely important for my life story and my growth and just the impact that I knew I wanted to bring back to where I grew up from.
That's so right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and so when you were, what did you major in when you were at University of Alabama?
Funny. So both my parents, they're entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And I watched my mom. She went to University of Alabama too.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And so second generation.
Generation.
Okay.
And she came back and she was like everything that she wanted to be, a newscaster. And then things took a turn. It was just me, her, and my sister. And I watched her just jump off on a leap of faith, you know, open up her own daycare business. And she's been successful and happier, you know, working for herself. So I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So when I got to University of Alabama, and I was just learning a lot of things that, you know, we necessarily aren't taught, and it's not our fault.
That's right.
And so when I got there, I said, hey, I need some money.
Yeah.
And I was in a statistics class, and the guy, we have like 300, 400 kid lectures.
Yeah.
And he was like, raise your hand if you're in MIS. And like five people out of 400 people raised their hand. Didn't know what that was. Yeah. And he was like, y'all gonna get all the money.
Yeah.
And then he went in order from MIS to accounting to finance, and like few more people hands would go up. And I was a marketing major at the time, and these are only just UA statistics, nothing else.
Yeah.
And so he said, who's in marketing and management? And like 200 people, we proudly just threw our hands up, like we were waiting, and it was so many people. And he said 30% of you all will have a job graduating from University of Alabama. So I said, in order to start my dreams, in order to do what I need to do, and honestly to not struggle how we did growing up, mm-hmm. I want some money. So I went to my advisor. I said, hey, I don't know what MIS stands for. It's Management Information System. So it teaches you about the coding side as well as the management and the business side.
That's
so
right.
It's 2 degrees in one. It's brilliant. It's perfect. So I said, hey, she was like, are you sure you want to be in that? And I'm like, are you marginalizing me? Yeah, put me in it.
Exactly.
And so from there, I never knew what a code. I thought a code was an iPhone password. Yeah. So I was like, mommy, I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's majored in management information systems. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So you majored in management information systems. Uh-huh. So tell me how you got from that into doing what you do in the hair industry.
Right.
Where did that come from?
It's, you know, that's why I'm still on a journey, right?
Okay.
So I'm still, I know it can be brilliantly brought together even more. So, like I said, my roots are here. So I've always been into hair. I've always been into, you know, a look. And then when I did do MIS, you know, people tend to be one way. You have to, I'm loud. I talk a lot. So I might make people uncomfortable. And I work for AT&T currently.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm also president over Advocates for Women in Tech.
Okay.
And so, one, I like to mix in women who are in IT and those who feel like they can't be in IT because, like I said, I was like, I don't know what you would call it, like that it girl or something, but things that people might steer you from being in IT. Like, you have to be, do hair. Like, you have to do those things.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do, I like to instill confidence in all women. So actually, when I do the IT, it's brilliant because, you know, they're like, hey, I'm like, you can still have your hair done. You can still have your nails done. And you can still talk your talk when it comes to developing or whatever you do. So I actually let both worlds play into me. I actually have an expo that I do.
Okay.
Called the Beauty Invite, where I invite all multicultural women to come, indulge in things like this. You know, different vendors, bringing vendors, connecting with the local community, having influencers, talk about different realms of beauty. Because I actually get into the hair conversation because I am in corporate America and I do switch it up because of my business all the time. And like I said, it's a growing journey of me trying to intertwine both. And when I do, you know, it'll be very innovative. But right now, I'm just using both platforms to kind of just speak to women and, you know, do what you want to do. Like, wear what you want to wear. You know, look how you want to look, whether you want to put on makeup or not. So.
Yeah. So you, when is your expo? When is the next one you're going
to
do?
So right now, we want to structure it around Bronner Brothers weekend.
In February?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, however, I am in the process of getting my own space, my own building, my own storefront.
Okay.
So right now, you can subscribe. You can go to www.slayhairatl and subscribe to my website, and you'll be the first to know when the beauty invite comes. Shea Moisture is my sponsor. Thank God it's natural. Dirty Care Skin Beauty. Of course, Slay Hair ATL is the only hair, you know, company that you'll find. But I have, I think, 8 more sponsors. So, yeah, definitely check me out.
That's awesome. And so, Advocates for Women in Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
So, I am a woman in tech, and it's not that many. I'm a black woman in tech. It's not that many. I'm a black person in tech. It's not that many. So
even in Atlanta, you'd think that it would be a lot of people.
Right. So when I was at UA, like, I loved Alabama, but I was like, get me back to Atlanta. Like,
that's
I
right.
am a city person.
That's right.
And so I saw AT&T, and I saw them say Atlanta, and I just ran to them like, look, I know y'all are not accepting applications, but I'm just trying to get back home. Like, pay me okay, and I just want to, you know, get back. And when I got there, you know, they had like two black recruiters, and so that's enough for me, you know, to want to go here. And then when I got there, it's a lot of African Americans at AT&T, and that's why I love the company that I work for, but a lot doesn't mean enough.
That's
so
right.
I use Advocates for Women in Tech, like I said, to get more people. I do speaking engagements to get more of our people into technical disciplines. It's not hard. I use my platform to let people know. I never took a coding class in my whole life. Like, I taught myself how to, you know, type without looking. So you can do it, you know. You just have to work hard at it, just like anything else. So I think I have around 750 members. So
oh, wow.
I do a lot of community events as well as internal with AT&T.
That's great.
Thank you.
We're going to connect on that because I help a lot of women entrepreneurs. And actually, the number one entrepreneur in actual demographic are black women right now. And so it is hot right now. I mean, they are just taking it and running full speed.
It's our time.
Exactly. Yeah. And timing is everything.
It is.
So what made you decide to say this is the time to start this company, though?
So, you know, I guess to answer that question, like I said, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So it was like when I got here, I started making the most money I've ever made, and I wasn't doing anything with it. So I just, you can be an entrepreneur, but some people just know, like, you want to work for yourself. And I've just always been one of those people. My family, you know, they, you know, before entrepreneur was a word, you know, acquire land. Like, I don't know why, but this is what you do. And so for me, it's just always been in me. And so when I started making that money and I saw everybody else buying expensive places in Buckhead to live and talk this certain talk, I was just like, I'm going to invest it in my business. I wanted to, at first I was like, I'm going to do event planning. I just knew I wanted to do something. So I said, I'm going to do event planning. And I started making cupcakes. And I was like, that's other people kill it, but I can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
I said, hey, you sell hair already. You know, that works for you. It's quality. People like it.
Yeah.
Start a hair business. So yeah, that's Slay Hair ATL.
That's great. So tell me, what's the competitive advantage? Like, what makes Slay ATL different?
So, one thing I like to tell people, granted, it's a lot of people that get their hair done. It's a lot of hair boutiques in Atlanta as well as online. So, I'm not doing anything necessarily different. And I always tell people, you know, there's a beauty supply store on every corner, and you've never seen one close. So, for me, I like to intertwine my brand. I, most of the time, I'm not going to say it's not any because I would love to connect. But because of the two worlds that I juggle, I tap into a different market. You know, at the end of the day, my hair is versatile. You could dye it any color you want to. But also, I do know, you know, I'm in a rim or, like, employees that are in my AWT group, you know, they want to get their hair done. They want to look clean and however they envision, you know, beauty or going to work. And I'm in that market.
That's right.
You know, I'm the leader of those women. And so I'm able to tap into a different market. I'm in the beauty market as well, the bridal bundles. And I just give like a quality thing in everything that I do. So I think people gravitate towards me, one, because of my customer service, my professionalism, and my quality products. Whether it's a service, a product, or an event, is quality.
So. Yeah, most definitely. And so that customer service goes a long way.
It does. It
you
does.
Know, and then knowing what you're selling too goes a long way.
It does.
And you know, you being a woman of color, and actually, you knowing what works for you, so you can definitely be able to tell others what will work for them.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
So that's great. I love that.
How do
people get in touch with you?
So you can go to my website at www.slayedhairatl.com. The same as my Instagram at slayhairatl, Facebook at slayhairatl. And my personal Instagram is I am Nicole Slay, S-L-A-Y.
I have a question for you, Nicole.
Yes.
So what do you see Nicole Slay in the next 5 years?
Listen, in the next 5 years, like I said, I like to do events. I like to do beauty events. I have a storefront, and I like, because I am Nicole Slay, I am a brand, I love branding other people. So in 5 years, I'm just even scared to think about 5 years, because Nicole's going to be great. But 5 years, I'll definitely have a lot of in-house things that'll make it easier for my clients and the consumer as well. So just check me out in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we look forward to it.
Thank you.
We're excited. And this is Nicole Slay. Last question before we take you out. Last question that I want to ask you is what is your biggest mistake of your entire career? And then I'll ask you one after that. Then you can ask them in whatever order you want to. Mm-hmm. And then what is your biggest win?
Okay, so my biggest regret or mistake?
Mistake. It could be anything.
My biggest mistake is not starting Slay Hair ATL while I was at the University of Alabama.
Oh,
And you know what? When I was there, I actually started an idea with this girl who needed to make some money with me. And, you know, I'm like, hey, we could do this. Like, I'm not afraid to throw it. We could throw it a refund check, you know, and just try to sample some things out. And she was, when we got to the money part, you know, she was hesitant.
People get real hesitant. You know, when you
real funny.
Everybody be like, yeah, let's do it, let's do it.
And then when you talk about
this
going to
cost, well, you know,
like that. But like I said, my mom, you know, she's my motivation. She's a superhero. And so she was like, you could do it. You could do it.
Yeah.
And so I think I limited myself. Like when I, you know, actually got the hair, I'm like, okay, this worked the second time. You know, you got to lose money first. And then I just left it at me, you know, the girl that has hair. You know, I wish I would have started as early as possible, you know, branding myself as early as possible. So that's just the one mistake, not starting earlier, you know, not realizing my full potential. And the biggest blessing. Biggest win, blessing. Honestly, I think, I don't know if I could actually sum it up to one thing. Other than believing in myself.
Okay.
Because all of the, everything that I'm doing is tying into Nicole Slay. So if I have a win at work, it's a win for Slay Hair ATL.
Yeah.
If I have a win for Slay Hair ATL, it's a win in IT. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, bringing it all together from the look, you know, to my knowledge, to all of these different things, to brand myself as well as help other women be confident and brand themselves and their business as well.
Well, listen, we're so excited for you.
Thank you for
And we're looking
me.
For some great things.
Yes.
As AJ said, 5 years from now, we're going to see Slate Hair on every corner making it do
it's
what it
gonna
do.
It's going to be huge. International.
So we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for coming
on
Velocity
this
Radio. And we're going to look forward to seeing you real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right.
All right, cool.
Thank y'all.
Right,
that
cool.
was fun.
Yeah. Good job. Right. You did great.
Here, do I just...